Hello, and welcome back to Secrets in Nature.
Hello, my name is Lexi.
And I'm Rachel.
And today's a snow day.
Yeah, but we're going to be talking about something not relating to snow. Something very the opposite.
I know, but it's hard to focus because it's like a winter wonderland outside of my window. And it's very beautiful. Luckily, I don't have anywhere to go today.
Yeah, it is really pretty. Except I had to wake up early and shovel snow. And that was really not fun.
Actually, I'm just observing from the 11th floor. So I'm sorry, I can't really.
Yeah, I'm pet sitting right now. So I had to shovel like a pathway for the dog, even though he didn't end up staying on it, so it was kind of a waste.
I feel like when I think of, like, I never lived at college, I lived at home throughout college, so you can tell me if this was like the case for you. You know how like college students will be like, oh, snow is like an excuse to like drink all day, I guess, if class is canceled?
No,
can't relate. Okay,
no, I can't relate. I don't remember. I only remember like one time freshman year, like snow canceling.
What, only one time?
That I can remember.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll use the snow as like an excuse to have one single glass of wine later.
Yeah.
Because
I don't have any wine.
One time my dad did ask me if we drink while we record this podcast. And I think it might be just because of some of the stuff we talk about, but I had to be like, no, dad, we're 100% sober. I don't think we've ever once drank and recorded this podcast.
No,
so you heard it here first.
I don't really get chattier when I drink, so that wouldn't really be a good mix.
No.
Anyways, if you're not from where we are, we got a lot of snow. It's like a foot. How much? I don't know actually how much. I haven't put the news on.
I have no idea.
At much. Least a foot or more. Have you even like gone outside?
Not going out to see.
Oh, well, I've been out there. It comes up like almost to my knee. And it's so funny because I said I wanted like a good snowstorm that's like at least a foot of snow.
I know. You posted on our Instagram and you were like, I'm jealous of people that live in places where it snows. And I was like, we do live in a place where it snows. And you were like, no, like really snow. And here it is, foot's worth on the ground.
Yeah, but I didn't know I'd be pet sitting during it and have to like shovel and stuff.
So if someone else is shoveling, as long as somebody else is shoveling, you're like good with it.
Yeah. I also don't have like all my like cozy stuff here, or like my drinks and my tea and all that stuff that I would drink.
Yeah, but you have money.
Well, you know what? When you're trapped in a house, money ain't doing shit.
Okay, well, this episode's gonna take us somewhere else, so it's fine. But wait, first, I'm sorry. I know like I always am telling some kind of story at the beginning of this podcast. I feel like I'm only the only one that ever does it, so I'm really sorry. But I wanted to tell the story about what happened in the antique store I told you about.
Is that what you wanted to tell me? And then you're like, no, I'll wait.
Oh, no. What was the thing I wanted to tell you? And I was like, no, I'll
wait. Oh, now shit. You don't even remember.
Think. Okay, I don't know. Oh, I remember what it was. I'll tell you that. I'll tell that after. But I have a really bad habit of like telling Rachel stories before we record. And then like I tell the story on the podcast and like her reaction just isn't there because it already happened. It came and went. So I'm going to stop doing that. But I was in an antique store. Rachel and I, we actually said it. We recorded right after. We went to an antique store a couple weeks ago and there was like a set of six drinking glasses that were like painted, or were they painted or were they like stained glass? I don't know.
I think they were painted.
They were beautiful. And Rachel was like, oh my gosh, I really like these. She didn't end up buying them, but she pointed them out to me while we were together. And then the following week, my mom and I went into the same antique store and the glasses were still there. And my mom and I were walking through the store and I thought she was next to me, but I guess she like walked away at some point to look at something else. So I walk up to the glasses and I go to turn to my mom to say like, oh, Rachel really liked these when we were here, but she wasn't there. So I couldn't say it. So I was like, whatever, I'll show her later. I take a step like away and behind me, another girl and her mom walk up and the girl immediately says, mom, wouldn't Rachel love these? And I was like, I want to call it a glitch. Did I experience my first glitch?
I don't know. It doesn't sound glitchy. It just sounds,
It was weird. It was so weird. It was like she verbatim said exactly what I was about to say.
Yeah.
Out loud. just another girl instantly said it to her mom. And she was also wearing the same coat as me, but that's just a bonus.
Maybe.
I should have asked. What if her name was Lexi?
You should. That would have been weird, though. Like, hey, what's your name?
Hey, what's your name?
I think maybe an explanation is that is like another dimension and they're like, we're crossing over with ours for like a second.
Maybe.
Like, have you ever heard of like when people say they hear like ghosts or something, or they hear people in another room, and really it might just be
someone in another dimension at the same time?
Yeah.
Maybe.
And there's like a crossover.
But yeah. And then the other thing that I had to say, we pulled tarot cards a couple weeks ago. And do you remember what the stone was on my tarot card?
One of them was garnet, but I don't remember which one.
Yours was garnet.
Then I don't remember yours.
It was one you said you really liked.
Oh, the green one. The hell's it called?
Okay, it's fine. The stone on my tarot card was malachite, and my mom gave me a malachite stone a week later.
Wow, maybe it's a sign.
And it's not like she had listened. I don't think the episode was even out yet. So that's all. That's all I got.
Actually, I don't even really know what my stone looks like.
A garnet? Are you kidding me? A garnet is red, psycho.
Oh, well, like, it just looks like a ruby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Grayson is just tip-tap. I don't think I have any garnet. Tip-tap, tip-tap.
Oh, I have a new movie recommendation.
Okay, hit us with it.
The Red Note. It's not the. It's just called Red Notice with Dwayne Johnson and Ryan Reynolds. It's a really funny movie. I recommend. I got a good laugh.
A couple things about Dwayne Johnson. First of all, I have beef with him because I feel like I cannot peacefully and confidently wear a black turtleneck with a gold chain because of him. Like, I will just be minding my own business thinking it's a good look. And then, like, the part of my brain is like, no, you can't do that. You look like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And it really makes life difficult. I'm not going to say it ruins my life. It's an inconvenience. So shout out to him for that.
The key is just not wearing just one chain. You gotta like layer a bunch of necklaces.
No, even when it's like multiple gold chains, the look still, my brain's still saying like, no, can't do that. You look stupid. You look stupid.
Wear silver.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's gotta be a silver necklace or nothing. Also, I wore a gold chain with my silver earrings the other day to work. So,
wow.
Just an update on my single New Year's resolution to mix the metals, in case you're new here and you don't know. But those are my stories, all of them. Oh, what was my other thing with Dwayne The Rock Johnson? Oh, his rap song. I really like it.
Okay, well, you should watch it with Cody.
I will. I'll add it to the list. And after the chaos of just this opening, I can totally see why my dad would think we drink during this podcast, but we still don't.
We just haven't talked in a while. And I just want to put it out there that Lexi hasn't seen Independence Day yet. I asked her to please watch it. So maybe.
I don't like apocalyptic movies.
It's not, though.
I'll only watch it if you watch Arrival, which I finished, and it's very good. Highly recommend.
I told you I'd watch Arrival if you watched Independence Day.
You just gave me another movie to watch. I don't have all the time in the world.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying it's not a depressing movie. Like, I don't want to give away the ending, but it's not depressing.
Okay.
It's not.
Copy that.
It's not Don't Look Up. Okay. It's not that kind of ending.
Don't Look Up didn't really depress me. It just made me kind of relieved that there was some kind of depiction of some kind of like media that was making fun of both sides of politics equally. Like, that relieved me.
Okay, the line where he was like, we really had everything before they all died. Oh, come on.
I know, that was sad. But the whole movie as a whole was too ridiculous for me to get really in my heels. What?
Did you know that line was not in the script? He just like said it in the moment. And
like
it made
that.
It in.
I like that. I also think it's a really good message. This is not a review of movies or Don't Look Up. We did say that we wanted to take ourselves to a different place in the midst of the snowstorm. So, Rachel, would you like to reveal our topic of the evening, of the afternoon, of the day? Sorry, what time is it?
Now that you covered everything. Of twilight hour.
Golden hour.
Of the middle of the
dawn,
night.
Dawn, dusk. Midday, breakfast, second breakfast. I've never seen Lord of the Rings. Isn't that from Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, the hobbits. They like.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
I don't know why I know. Don't ask me. I have no idea. I don't know. Anyway, hit us with the topic.
We're going to be talking about mermaids. And I also threw in a couple of other real sea creatures that exist, but they're also like weird.
Yeah, I also threw in some other stuff about like other weird sea creatures, like where have all the weird sea creatures come from. So this will be a little bit of everything. Sorry, I couldn't keep it to just the mermaids.
Well, that's good because I told you not to. I said we were gonna do everything.
Rachel's the boss.
Okay, I said, okay, there's only so much you can talk about mermaids. I mean, there's not really real evidence.
Cody was making fun of me because in preparation for this episode, I was like Googling like evidence of mermaids. And he was like, what do you think you're going to find?
I did that too.
And also, I was really unsure about this topic because I was like, oh, I don't have anything juicy. I don't have anything to get heated about. I don't have any like thing to get really into. And I watched one single episode of Ancient Aliens and I texted Rachel, okay, we can do this. That's all it took.
Yeah.
One single Ancient Aliens episode and one single Gaia article. And I'm ready.
Lexi told me she had to do all this research and she tells me she watched Ancient Aliens. And I was like, are you kidding?
I was like, I don't know if I'm ready for the mermaid episode. I need to do research. And Rachel was like, what research? But it's fine. I'm ready to go.
Okay, so I've seen a bunch of mermaid TikToks throughout the past year pop up on my For You page. I thought you were going to get some stories off TikTok, but apparently you haven't seen any.
No, I'm not on mermaid talk, it seems.
I wouldn't really say I'm on mermaid talk. Like, they're very, like, random and spaced out, but I have seen them.
I know, but when I say you're on mermaid talk, that means like the algorithm has decided that you need to see these mermaid TikToks, and I've never gotten one, so.
Wow, that the hurts, algorithm's but it's off. Fine.
Well, I get like every other TikTok in the book. Like every single TikTok that comes up on my feed is either a recipe, somebody saying they experienced a glitch in the Matrix, or like
a recipe,
a psychic, like something like that.
I don't get psychics. Or glitches.
Mm. We're on opposite. We're on two different talks here.
Okay. Well, one of the people I have some stories from, I actually follow. So that's probably why I see hers. But her name or her TikTok is Anastasia Moon Girl. And she has like a couple random videos through her timeline of mermaids. One of her TikToks, she was sharing a story that her mom told her because she was going to go to Jamaica. And her mom told her to stay away from the rivers because people have gotten snatched, or so they say.
Snatched. People snatched. Have gotten snatched up.
And I didn't realize that, you know, mermaids could also exist in rivers, but apparently they do. I mean, they connect to the oceans, so it makes sense. And in Haiti, people would go to the rivers to clean clothes, and they knew certain rivers to stay away from because people would get snatched. And
is this your men. Wording or like the wording of this girl on TikTok? Like the people would get snatched.
I think snatched she said up. Snatched, but she said it was a lot of men getting snatched.
I love it. It's like the mermaids in Peter Pan. Or no, it wasn't even that they were trying to like drown the men. They were trying to drown like the other girls. Like they were trying to drown Wendy for like being with Peter Pan. And then the ones like, we were only trying to drown her. Like, you know.
I guess. I don't really remember that scene.
Oh, how could you not? Iconic. I always wanted to be one of the mermaids in Neverland.
So she's also a witch. So she was saying that to like keep those kind of spirits away from you, you should take off all your jewelry before you go in the water because it's seen as an offering.
Like take it all off and just put it off to the side, or like give it up to them?
No, like you just take it off before you go in the water, like your jewelry, not give it to anyone. So if you're ever scared that a mermaid's gonna get you, just take your jewelry off.
Let me just write that down over here.
And then she also shared a story that about a little, I mean, obviously this is, I don't know how real this is, but she said a little girl got taken.
We'll take all of this with a grain of salt, first of all. Do we really know how real any of what we're about to say is? No. But it's very fun to talk about.
This is all for fun, guys. She said, so she got taken.
Snatched.
When she was with her mom washing clothes in the river. 2 weeks later, she showed up in the same spot and had no memory of what happened.
How did she know she was gone for 2 weeks? I guess her family told her.
Yeah, like her mom found her.
Wow. That's like the story I told when we talked about unsolved mysteries in national parks, where the girl was like taken and then she appeared like miles and miles away with no memory of how she got there.
Yeah. It's very similar.
Who knows what's out there?
Who knows what's happening? Oh, and you? I can't believe you don't know this TikTok. I thought you would have known it. But so this fisherman.
Oh, is this the one that you said was like really, really really popular and went viral?
Yeah. This fisherman guy, I believe, is like off the coast of Massachusetts or something. It was the middle of the night or nighttime, I don't know. And it's windy and loud because they're on a boat in the ocean, in the Atlantic Ocean. And he's recording, you hear the sound, and he's like, do you hear that? And it's like, you can hear it in the distance. I'm going to play it on my laptop real quick. Let me turn it up. Well, I'm going to play the TikTok first, and then I'm going to play the whale sounds, because people in the comments say it sounds like a whale. So you can be the judge of that.
Let's hear it.
Singing. I fucking love my job, I swear.
That sounds like a siren to me.
Okay, and now I'm gonna do the whale sounds so you can compare.
Yeah, it does not sound the same to me.
Yeah.
Thank you for the comparison. A true researcher.
I do extensive research. But yeah, so it's definitely not a dolphin. Dolphins don't sound like that.
Sounded like singing to me.
Yeah, and it's definitely, the sound is real, I think. I mean, I don't know how else he would fake that. Like, he'd have to be like a genius at like video editing and sound. And he's obviously a fisherman, so he's not a video editor that can create that. So it sounds very real to me, but of course, we don't know what it is. And also, his TikTok got banned.
Really? I love that stuff. Like, I feel like as soon as something gets, like shadow banned or, like, their stuff gets taken down, it's like, they would have been better off just letting it go if they didn't want people to believe it.
Okay, so I was going through the comments of the YouTube video with that TikTok, and a lot of people were saying that like they know someone that works on a boat or does fishing, and they know what different sounds different sea creatures make. Like, they can tell them apart, and they like also hear things that they can't explain, and they don't know what's like the noise is coming from. So I just thought that was interesting.
Also, the comments are always the best part of any given TikTok.
I know. I love comments. Like, when I got done watching that movie last night, I looked up the trailer just to read the comments. I just like to know that other people also liked or like had the same opinion as me, you know?
Well, that doesn't sound healthy at all, but it's fine.
No, because I'm alone. I didn't have anyone to talk to about it.
Yeah, you know? I feel you. But also, like, I remember, Sahara Rose had a podcast episode where she discussed Don't Look Up, and I purposely forced myself not to listen to it because I feel like I'm always listening to other people's opinions, and I just wanted to, like, sit with my own opinions on that movie, you know?
Yeah, I understand that.
Any other TikToks with potential mermaid evidence?
I've went through so many TikToks, but honestly,
Rachel's like, I have a list. Let me pull it up.
So I've gone through, I literally just looked up the mermaid TikTok hashtag and went through tons of videos. And there's lots of video evidence out there that people react to. And I honestly think all of it looks so fake. And people will be like, oh my God, do you think this is real? And I'm like, come on now. It's clearly either like someone is like playing a prank, or like it's actually like a human like pretending to be something, or it's what do you call it, in movies they do like the fake
CGI.
Yes. Can't think of the name. Yeah, and I think a lot of it's CGI and stuff.
Do you remember that documentary that came out? I was so young and I watched it, so I thought it was real for a hot second, but it's like common knowledge that it was like made to be a fake documentary. I don't remember. I think it was called like The Body Found, and it was like just a whole documentary about mermaids, and everything about it was just so fake. Like, the footage that they found was fake.
Yeah, it was a mockumentary.
Mockumentary, yeah. But I feel like I was young enough when I saw it that I definitely believed in it for a hot minute.
I think everyone thought it was real at first because I believe it was like National Geographic or yeah, something. Yeah, they of
like
those.
Put it on some like, yeah, some credible channel.
Yeah, like why?
Meanwhile, my research is based off of ancient aliens, but.
Very credible. But yeah, I don't think there's actual any real video footage of mermaids out there. I've gone through a lot of videos and.
They're too smart. They're like, you're not catching us on camera. And also a lot of what they talked about on Ancient Aliens is like they were discussing, since there's just so much weird stuff in the ocean anyway, like, and they were talking about, like, the episode wasn't a mermaid episode. It was an episode about like how things in the ocean could be like of extraterrestrial origin. And if that's the case, maybe they're just too damn smart.
So do you believe in mermaids?
Oh, of course I believe in mermaids. I feel like I've always loved mermaids ever since I was little. And I feel like I also believed at one point that like one day I would just turn into one. Like in the 13th year.
Oh, yeah. That would have been cool.
Like how rude. And like we've been over this. Like how rude of life to not make me a mermaid when I turn 13, a witch when I turn 16. Like I just feel gypped.
I'm so sorry for you.
You know?
Imagine if you were a mermaid witch.
That'd be amazing. Are you kidding me? That is my alter ego.
I feel like you would be in a lab somewhere getting tested on.
In another life, no, because I'd be too smart to be caught. In another life, I 100% was a mermaid witch. Thanks.
Well, thank you. I don't really believe in mermaids, I don't think.
You don't think? Well, here's the thing. I don't think that mermaids look anything like what we perceive them to look like. I don't think they're beautiful. I don't think maybe the reason why people have depicted them as beautiful over the centuries is because if like you believe in a siren that will sing and like hypnotize you, then it'll and to like lure you in, then like maybe your brain would like start to perceive it as beautiful. But I think if mermaids exist, they definitely look more like fish. Like they're definitely like scaly and slimy and wouldn't look like the mermaid we would see in a movie.
Honestly, like I don't know, because I think there's a lot of like sea creatures we haven't discovered yet. I have a couple that literally were discovered last year, so who knows what's out there. I just don't think there's Ariels swimming around or anything.
No, there's definitely no Ariels. But also, how on brand of us to continue this trend of like, I'm like, I fully 100% believe in it, and you're like, I don't think so. Very on brand for us. No, but in Ancient Aliens they were talking about like, even I guess this was still a long time ago, but like in 1875, they did not think life could exist more than 1,800 feet down. And it wasn't until that year that they realized that things were living deeper than that. And like the deeper and deeper they went discovering things and like catching things, the deeper they went, the weirder and weirder the creatures got. And it's just insane to think about. And also, we've talked about the theory of panspermia. We talked about that in our octopus episode. And it's basically the theory that, like, life exists throughout the universe and it's moved from point A to point B by, like, comets and asteroids and stuff. And the first thing they talk about in the episode was that plankton was found on the International Space Station when it was in orbit. And so they were like, if it can survive in outer space and it can exist in the ocean. And, like, the ocean has insane conditions of living. Mm-hmm. And so many different things can survive in it. So it's really interesting to think about the same things that live in outer space could be living in the ocean.
Yeah. And I believe there's planets that are just covered in water. I might just be making this up, but I feel like there has to be. And if these creatures can survive like all those feet down, then I'm sure there's things living on other planets that have water.
There's like hydrothermal vents in the ocean, and that's where things like the Yeti crab are discovered. I read that on a Gaia article, and it's like just severe living conditions that it's like, how can certain things survive in it, you know?
And they look like the sea creatures look crazy.
They look insane. And I mean, since we already talked about on the octopus episode, like if they came to Earth via a panspermia type deal, that could just apply to like 90% of ocean creatures for all we know. Like we have a very specific picture in our heads of what we think an extraterrestrial would be, but they could just be in the ocean. Like, have you seen what's in the ocean?
No. Just pictures.
Yeah, it's just pictures.
Yeah, and a lot of these sea creatures, they've only actually been spotted like a number of times. So there's no like studies done on them. They don't know much about them or how they can like survive and stuff.
I also read in a Gaia article, it was an article about cryptozoology, which is literally just zoology, but for cryptids. Like the study of hidden or unknown animals is the definition in the article. It said that there are 1.8 million species on Earth that have scientific names, and it's estimated that there is about 9 million potential species on the Earth. So that would leave more than 7 million that are yet to be discovered, given scientific names studied. So cryptozoology seems pretty necessary to me.
Do you have a definition of that?
Cryptozoology?
Yeah.
The study of hidden animals, whether large or small, not formally recognized by what is often termed Western science or formal zoology, but supported in some way by testimony from a human being and evidence of their presence. So it's something that a human just has to like claim to have seen. And they're like, okay, then it might exist. Who's to say it doesn't?
I want to see just like some kind of creature, animal that I can't explain and I've never seen before. That'd be sick.
I know. And then no one believes you. Yeah. That sounds great. You're telling everyone this story and they're like, okay, let's get you to bed, Reach. Let's get you to bed, Grandma.
Know what? Everyone has to be the first. Like, there's 7 million of these things. Someone has to see them first.
I know. Isn't that insane to think about? Like, let's see who estimated that. Estimated by a paper published by Palomar College. And they estimated that there are 9 million potential species on Earth, and only 1.8 of them have scientific names. Wow. That's insane. And most of them are probably in the ocean.
I know. I mean, a lot of them are probably bugs, too. I swear I saw a freaking bug that I could not find on the internet. I was in Malaysia in this mountain town, and the hotel, the hallways were open to the outside. Mm-hmm. So like bugs could just fly in. Yeah. And like the bugs there were insane. And they had tons of cicadas. But this one, I remember, so I opened the door to my hotel room when I was leaving with my suitcase, and there was all these cicadas on the ground, like buzzing and stuff, and I was freaked out because I couldn't jump over them because I had my suitcase. And
that sounds like a reoccurring nightmare that I've had.
Yeah, I had to put a tail on them and like walk over it. But when I got out, I was so freaked out. I got out in the hallway, and when I tell you, a bug the size of my fist was just chilling on the ground, and it was green, and it looked like a cicada, but like humongous. It almost just looked like a toy, but it obviously wasn't. And I remember I bolted. I was so scared that, like, you would think I would take a picture of it and be like, oh my God, what is this thing? Because, like...
But you were horrified.
But no, I was so scared. I ran to the elevator and, like, was out of there. And I wish I took a picture
of it. So did you try Googling it and you couldn't find
it? Yeah, like, the closest thing I found was a giant cicada. But I feel like it was bigger than that.
And was it green, the giant cicada that you found?
It's, like, greenish, but also it's, like, black and brown, I think. I don't know. I just feel like I saw some weird bug that I'll never see again.
Oh my God. I really do have a reoccurring nightmare where I'm in a room that is like floor, walls, ceiling, bugs everywhere. And I have to blame the Indiana Jones movie that we watched together. I think it was the second one, Temple of Doom, where they go in the room that is ceiling, walls, floor, bugs. And I think I have that to blame.
Yeah.
I've had the reoccurring nightmare ever since. My worst fear.
I mean, it very well could have been a giant cicada. Like, they're pretty big. And I just, like, in my mind, I'm making it seem worse than it is. But
it was the fear. The fear is speaking.
Even the giant cicada, it's, like, the size of your palm. Like, I just imagine walking out of your hotel room and there's just bugs everywhere.
No thanks.
That's what happens when you travel and stay at cheap hotels.
I'm going to Costa Rica in a month. So maybe I'm so excited for the wildlife I'm going to see. So maybe I'll see some interesting stuff.
Oh, I'm sure you will. The jungle has some crazy stuff.
Well, my Airbnb is right outside of the jungle. It's not a resort. It's an Airbnb. And it's got two doors on either side. And one of them looks like just like swinging doors. So hopefully there's no bugs crawling on me at night. And if there is, well.
You're just getting out in nature. Being one with nature.
Well, additionally, on the Ancient Aliens episode that I watch, they talked about, and I think this is so fascinating, but so many different cultures have had something to do with mermaids and their mythology. And this is Ancient Aliens, mind you, so it's very biased towards, like they're trying to connect mermaids to aliens as much as possible, and I get that. And that's just the research that I chose to do. I found it the most interesting. But, so many cultures have something to do with mermaids in their mythology, and lots of them also involved the mermaids coming from the sky, descending from the sky. Like, they depicted it in their art as, like, them riding on clouds and stuff, which I just think is super interesting. And they gave a few examples. Like, there's a story from ancient Syria from 1000 BC. One of their goddesses came down from the sky and turned into a mermaid. And the Greek goddess Aphrodite in Greek mythology is associated with mermaid-type beings. And the Greeks and the Sumerians connected mermaids with the heavens, fish-like humanoid creatures coming from outer space. So, like, it was just, they were depicted as, like, celestial alien-type things throughout history, which I think is super interesting. And there was also an African tribe, the Dogons, that worshipped the Nomo, which were creatures, again, that came from outer space, according to what they believed. And they came from outer space and just dove directly into the ocean. And apparently, what's really interesting is, like, the information that that tribe had about certain stars, like Sirius A and Sirius B, they claimed to get this information from these human-like ocean creatures, the Nomo. And they were not things that were common knowledge at the time. Like, it wasn't studied. It wasn't just, like, widely accessible scientific information. So that's super interesting. And my favorite part of this, in the jungle south of Tulum, there's a cenote, which is a sinkhole that is believed to have been formed by the meteor that wiped out the dinosaurs. And the cenote contains high amounts of shocked quartz, which is only formed by, like, high impact or pressure. And quartz is able to convert the Earth's natural electrical vibrations into energy. So it's been suggested that shocked quartz could be used in the formation of wormholes. And I know you still haven't watched Interstellar. Put that on your freaking list. I don't even care about Arrival. Watch Interstellar, please. But basically, a wormhole is just like a portal. Like, you go into it and it spits you out somewhere extremely far away. And I guess they exist in outer space. Like, black holes exist. Why can't a wormhole exist? I actually don't know if it's like a fact that wormholes exist, or if it's just like a concept that's played around with in movies. Please Google it.
I'm gonna Google.
But both the Mayans and the Aztecs had a legend that this particular sinkhole was a portal to another dimension that, like, shamans used. And it's basically like 100 feet down, the fresh water met the salt water that was, like, underneath of it, and it created, like, an underwater river. And it looked identical to their depictions of it. I don't know if their depictions of it were, like, artistic or oral or what, but there would have been no way for the people of that time to know what it looked like. Like, now the people in Ancient Alien just went diving, but back then you didn't have technology for that. So unless somebody just free dove down there and saw it, but I don't even know how they would have done that, because they had to, like, pass through, like, pitch black water that didn't get sunlight. I don't know. It's just interesting stuff. So basically, the theory that Ancient Aliens has is that, like, the weird creatures in the ocean or found in water could either have came from outer space or came through a portal from underneath the water. That's the theory.
Imagine there's just a portal in the bottom of the ocean where we haven't explored yet, and just spitting things out.
Like, who's to say there's not?
Every year they're like, all right,
spitting things out, cranking out species.
What's coming this year?
Who's to say there's not?
Yeah, maybe mermaids did exist back then.
Or that's another thing. Like, what if they existed and they're just extinct now?
Yeah.
You know?
It's possible. Well, I wanted to share some recently discovered sea creatures, because, and these are all from the deep sea.
So they're the weird looking guys, yeah. I assume.
And I got this list off livescience.com. First one, I'm just going to run through them.
So these are, like, real living creatures, yes, that have been, like,
photographic, okay, video evidence.
And how new are, like, how recently have they been discovered?
The past year.
Cool.
Or 2021. They've just been discovered through scientists exploring the ocean. Like, they weren't looking for any of these things. They just happened to come across them.
They came across them. Gotcha. I was going to say, like, how else would they have been discovered if not by scientists exploring the ocean?
Well, I just mean they weren't, like, looking for anything specific. Okay. So the first one is a blood red jellyfish, and it was discovered in August off the coast of Newport, Rhode Island. And, yeah, it looks, it's large, it's round, and it's red. And I thought this was really interesting. They shared that deep sea creatures have evolved a similar red color because red wavelengths of light do not penetrate into the ocean, into the deep ocean, which means that red animals appear black because there is no red light to reflect towards potential predators.
So how do they see that it's red then?
I don't know if it's the other animals that can't see.
I guess, like, I in really the depths of the ocean where there is no light, how do you know what color anything is? No one knows what each other looks like down there.
But I think, I don't know what depth that this jellyfish was found at.
I just Googled a photo and she's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a pretty jellyfish. And then another one, this one's sick looking. Okay, it's called the elusive glass octopus, and it was found off the coast of the remote Phoenix Islands. It's almost completely transparent. You can only see their eyes, their optic nerve, and their digestive tract.
And you can see their little suction cups.
Yeah.
I also just Googled a photo of this.
How is that not an alien? Like, explain that to me. How can you just be transparent?
Are you kidding me? The freaking red jellyfish looks more like an alien than this, but they all look like aliens.
And then another weird one is the shape-shifting whalefish. So if you look it up.
Wow. She has a superpower.
Yeah. So what it starts as like a baby when it's born or hatched, I don't know. It looks like nothing like how it does when it grows up. And they all the babies look the same, but depending if it's a male or female, they turn into like completely different fish.
Like the male and the females look like different species.
Yeah, but they start out the same, which is just weird.
I'm 24 years old and I don't know if it's pronounced species or species.
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 All right, another one that actually looks like an alien, look this up. It's called the big fin squid.
Big fin squid.
Yeah. It has like a small body and then super long skinny tentacles.
That is horrifying. That's horrifying. We need to put this on our Instagram story ASAP. It looks like a freaking alien.
I know. Have you seen War of the Worlds?
No, I haven't seen any alien movie. Oh my god. I have seen Arrival.
Have you seen War of the Worlds? It looks like those spaceships, if you know what I'm talking about.
Well, actually, in Arrival, the aliens, they're huge. They're like, I don't know how tall, but they're gigantic. And they really just look like squid.
Can I have a specific height?
They didn't say their specific height. But anyway, yeah, this is absolutely horrifying. If I ever came across this, I would... Not that I would. I don't think I'd be in the depths of the ocean like this. However, if I was, I'd rather give myself over to a shark.
Really?
One time on Kesha's podcast, she said that if she could choose how she died, she would just want to like cover herself in like meat and blood and throw herself into a pool of killer whales and like sharks and just be eaten by them. I think about that a lot. She would just want to be whale food.
Okay.
Maybe she didn't say sharks. Maybe she just said whales. Oh, I love whales.
Well, whales play with their food, so
she'd get torturous. Smacked around before getting actually eaten. Jesus. Wow, sounds painful.
I actually have a good shark story. So this happened in 2003. Scientists tagged a 9-foot-long great white shark to study some stuff, not important. Then several months later, the tag recording the information was found on the shore. And when researchers looked at the tag's information, they found that about 4 months after the tag was put on, the shark seemed to have dove around 1,900 feet, which suggests that it was attacked and eaten by something. But what could eat a 9-foot great white? An even bigger shark? Dun, dun, dun.
Oh my god, I just got chills.
Yeah, because like they don't have predators really.
No, they don't. Really? They don't have any.
Isn't that freaky?
That's really scary. So that's just...
Maybe it was a megalodon.
Maybe. Or maybe there's a kraken. Wait, I have notes on krakens. I know you're talking about real animals, but please hold off while I talk about the kraken.
I feel like that was a good segue into fake.
It was a good segue. To a cryptid. Yeah. I also learned this on Ancient Aliens, but there is a nonfiction work called The Natural History of Norway by an explorer that I did not care to write down his name, I guess. But you can Google it if you want to know. But he wrote an account with the kraken that I guess he experienced. And like my boyfriend and I were talking about it. I made him watch this episode with me. Research purposes, but you wouldn't find kraken bones because like it's like a giant squid. Squids don't have skeletons.
No.
So there's like a lot of things that like, and if things live deep enough, like there's just no like you wouldn't be able to find evidence.
But things get washed up on shore.
Oh, and also I was talking about like mermaid, like versions of mermaids in different mythology, and I forgot to mention that the Japanese have the kappa. They're evil creatures that resemble humans, but they live in the ocean. And I don't know if this is real, but according to this episode of Ancient Aliens, there have been remains found of a kappa. And apparently, like, even to this day, there are signs on, like, every body of water that, like, not every body of water, but some of them, where it, like, warns you of the kappa. But maybe that's just to, like, keep people out of your freaking lake. I don't know. But
that sounds horrifying. Evil people that live in the water.
Evil little things. And if you Google a photo of them, they're really scary looking. You just have to search Japanese kappa and all these pictures come up. They have like beaks, but apparently they can speak. This is a myth, by the way.
Yeah, that's like, why does it look like a ninja?
It looks like a ninja turtle. You're so right.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed us sharing some cool creatures with you, whether or not they're real or fake.
You know what I think is cute? People have written about encounters with the Loch Ness Monster all over the world, and they have different nicknames depending on where they are, like where it was from, where it was seen. So like Nessie is only the one in Scotland, but there's like a bunch of other sightings that have happened around the world, and they each have a different nickname. Like they call the one in Vermont Champy, because he was seen in the Lake Champlain.
Well, I feel like that's the only kind of thing I could believe in if I saw it with my own eyes.
100%. Because like, and there was a photo on Ancient Aliens that was like, I guess the lady was like, and I took this to this university and they tested it for their authenticity, and like, but yeah, only with my own eyes. A lot of this stuff only with my own eyes. Mm-hmm. Maybe one day.
Also, I just want to add that I will be putting all of the pictures of the real animals that we talked about on our Insta post.
She looked right at me and said, real? Like, looked me dead in the eyes when she said that word.
Okay, well.
You're not going to put the Japanese kappa in your reel? I'm just kidding.
Okay, maybe I'll stick that in and last. Make it all the way.
It'll be the last thing you see. Only so people can get the visual, since we said they look like the Ninja Turtles.
Only true fans will swipe all the way through.
Only the real ones will stay till the end. Thank you for having fun with us this week. We literally went from interviewing a farmer and talking about sustainability and food and the future of the planet to talking about mermaids. But I mean, that's just the essence of this podcast.
We like to mix it up. I hope y'all have a lovely day wherever you are in the world.
And please write us a review on Apple Podcasts. And give us a follow on Instagram at Secrets of Nature Podcast.
And check out our YouTube channel for video versions of some of our podcasts.
We're recording in person next week. I didn't tell you that yet, but we are.
All right. Well, with that, I will bid you a goodbye.
See you next Friday.
Peace out.
Bye.